as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ.
Well, he is now going to begin to show you so you can imagine different ways out of it. You see that? We don't get silent anymore before the Lord. We're always busy and being active and busy and busy. I'm so busy. He said, hold on, just be silent before the Lord. Be silent. Use your imagination.
Yes.
Be silent. Let him speak to you. Imagine all your debt paid off.
Amen.
See, that's where you get your strength and your confidence in this place. Imagine owing no one nothing instead of talking about it all the time. I can't pay. We did that. He said, hold on. Come pray. Talk to me. Then be quiet.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you how to get out of it, because what I'm going to tell you is not an earthly solution. The writer said there is nothing new under the sun.
Right.
The problems cannot be fixed here.
Amen.
It must come from heaven.
Amen.
And it must come through you and your imagination.
Right.
You must imagine yourself out of it. You must imagine yourself whole. You must imagine yourself healed. You must imagine yourself debt free.
Yes.
You must imagine your business is up and running. You must imagine, imagine, imagine. Why? Because that's the portal to heaven always. Satan can't stop that.
Right. Come on now.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He cannot stop your imagination. That's why he tries to come in and get you to imagine other things so you'll take on that image of that person that failed. Oh, you'll never. Oh, you'll do this. And you start taking it. He said, oh, no. Be silent.
Yes.
You prayed. The king is here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's been working in our imaginations and we've been letting them run rampant. But today, devil, you get out.
Amen.
You're coming out.
Amen.
You cannot stay here anymore. We found you out.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on. Zechariah. One more. Zechariah. Zechariah. Couple of books over. You can do it. Chapter 2. Verse 15. I'm sorry. Did I say 2:15?
Yes.
I'm wrong. There is no 15.
Two thirteen.
I apologize. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation. This is powerful. Once you prayed, once you made your request known, once you've said what you had to say, he said, be silent. How many people?
All flesh.
Do you have a flesh?
Yes.
That includes who?
Me.
Be silent because I'm aroused. Listen, what you prayed about, I've now come to take care of. Be silent. I'm here. I'm aroused. I'm here to handle this. Because remember, he gave you dominion.
Yes.
So he's going to show you how he's going to do it. And he's going to handle it through your imagination, through your spirit. And he's going to give you exactly what to do. Mm. Oh, I remember 12 years ago, I wanted my own business and own company. Well, when you were praying, did you stop and be silent and listen? Did you use your imagination to still see that you just hired 24 people? Did you see that you have all these buses? Did you see all these conferences, conference rooms? Did you see all that? I did it one time. What happened? Who told you it couldn't happen? Imagine Adam trying to do this with nothing. He had to use heaven resources, and he had to talk to the Father and use his imagination. He said, what do you want that to be? I want that to be a huge river, blue. And I want all these kind of fish and stuff in there. He says, just say it. And he said it. You're going to see this. See, you think it was just Adam. Christ is called the last Adam.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:4. I'm going to read this, not New Living Translation. Your imagination is the key to everything. Your imagination is the key to everything. Are you getting something?
Yes.
That's why the enemy wants you to sit up and imagine all that bad stuff, because then you begin to gravitate. Let me help you out. Some revelation that'll help you. Let me get some revelation that'll help you. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
What you imagine is what you have become.
Mm-hmm.
And what you imagine is what you live in. Because you see it, you imagine it, it becomes a part of you. Though you're not there, you're still there. Come on, you begin to move in and toward it automatically. It's like a Holman beacon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you have dominion. So if you, watch this, if you imagine yourself, this is nobody in here, I'm just talking now. If you imagine yourself broke, busted, pornography, drugs, mind always messed up, just frustrated, you'll move into that.
Yes.
You'll start moving into that every day, a little bit at a time. Move into it. Then finally you'll get there. And then you'll imagine worse, and you'll imagine worse, until finally you see yourself dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll start going toward death.
Mm-hmm.
Going toward death. And then you'll submit to death. But the writer said, death no longer has dominion over you.
Yes.
Hey. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. I'm reading this out the New Living Translation because it breaks it down a little more. This will help you. Whew, glory to God. It says, we use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the stronghold of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments.
Yes.
We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And after you have become fully obedient, we will punish everyone who remains disobedient. So what he's saying is when people are saying everything to you to bring your thought life down to a place that they're at, you have to not take captive those thoughts. You have to take them captive in the sense of saying, that's not who I am.
Amen.
That's not who I can have anything.
Amen.
This is my daddy's earth.
Amen.
The earth is the Lord's. I'm in covenant with my father. I'm a son. I am royalty. If I want my own business, I go pray about it and daddy will tell me how to do it.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, you got to change your mindset. You are the image of leadership.
Right.
He's looking at you because how the king reigns is how the people live.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's right.
Your imagination has been stopped because of society and different things, and we went for it. So we stopped dreaming.
Yeah.
Come on, let's be real. The whole system is a lie. It's set to keep you in a system that you will never know who you are, so you will keep that system going. By your physical labor and keep your mind warped.
Hmm.
Just think of the things you have. Mortgage, that word means chokehold.
Yes.
The word mortgage, look it up, it means chokehold. It means literal chokehold. And they want to choke you for 30 years. And then they have the nerve to tell you if you miss four payments, we're going to put your house in the paper. Come on. Car, they want you to finance it. And when you leave the lot, it's going to drop 10%.
Yeah. Yep.
And for every mile you drive, we're not going to cover anything you do to it.
That's right.
Oh, you get the extended warranty.
Mm-hmm.
We'll finance that into the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Come on. Let's be real. Here's your credit card. We're only going to charge you 4% interest. You didn't read the back. There's a $75 a year payment to be on this card. Every year you pay $75.
Exactly.
So every year in December, you're going to see on your statement $75.
Right.
Oh, by the way, you miss one payment by $1.
Mm-hmm.
Your interest rate is now 33%.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So when we go back, you thought you owed us $3. Come on, you got to look at it.
Oh, yes.
So you don't see it. You have to hold on big for this one. You dare at any time in a church say anything about money, people will shut you down so fast, it's not even funny. You mention anything about money, family, relationship, obedience, prayer, people will cut you off in their mind and they'll start thinking of other things. First, I can't go there. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm talking about. But you mention something you want to hear, something you're doing, and we agree with it, we can't keep you out.
Right.
We have to have three services. This is what I'm saying. They've contorted us to become human. To become human. We are not human. We are mankind.
Amen.
We are made in the image and likeness of our Father. His name is I Am. He is the Most Holy One.
Yes.
He gave us His righteousness.
Yes.
Come on. He's given us His glory.
Yes.
He gave us the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It is time that we start using our imagination and get out the box.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We've let ourselves, I can't afford that. Who said that to you? Who told you what you can't afford? Who said that? The writer said the earth is the Lord's.
That's right.
Who told you You could not have it. And then you imagine yourself less. Come on, that would happen to the prodigal son, the Bible says, and he came to himself. He made a statement. This is a statement. He said, my father's servants have more than this.
Right?
He didn't identify himself. He said, my father.
Yes.
My father's servants have more than this.
Yes.
So when you are quiet, go to Philippians 4:8. We're almost done. Philippians 4:8. When you are quiet, this is what the writer is telling you. And this is going to change everything for us. Are you getting something?
Yes.
Philippians 4:8, back in the New King James Version. It says, finally, brethren, I'm waiting for you. Philippians 4:8. I'm going to wait for you. I hear those pages. I will not leave you.
Good.
I want you to know what you're supposed to be doing in the silence.
Yeah.
See, sometimes you think you're just sitting there. You're sitting there, but guess what's working? What's moving while you're being quiet? What's working?
Your imagination.
Watch. Here's your proof. Everybody. Now watch. Everybody imagine a beautiful red rose. Do you see it? That rose is more real to you than where you're at right now. Because that's the power you have through Christ.
Amen.
You can see the rose. And listen, if I watch this. Imagine yourself in a swimming pool right now with chlorine. Wait a second. You can smell the chlorine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because your imagination, you're going to go to it. Doesn't matter what anybody tells you, you're going to go. That's why you have to have an image of a leader. You have to understand who you are and who your father said. That's why most of us are terrified of dying, because the devil has convinced us we're going to hell still.
Amen.
And since he's a liar, we believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Since he's a liar, we believe him for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so our behavior reflects hell. Come on now. Our behavior starts to reflect hell because we see ourselves missing the promise. You're going to go there when you imagine it. So it says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, what is true about you? The word. Are you a son or a daughter of the Most High? Come on, say, I am.
I am.
Are you the righteousness of God in Christ?
I am.
Are you healed?
I am.
Do you have your father characteristics?
I am.
Do you have his knowledge?
I am.
Are you holy?
I am.
Do you have dominion?
I am.
So he's saying, in silence, don't sit there debating. Think on these things.
Mm.
What is true? Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure. It's just that I live good.
Yes. Amen.
It's just that I can pay off people's debt.
Yes.
It's just that I live in commonwealth.
Yes.
It's just that we work together for a common cause to bring kingdom of God to the earth.
Yes.
It's just.
It's just.
Amen. Whatever things are lovely. Who's lovely? Say, Father.
Father.
Imagine you just sitting there silently thinking about him. Listen, you can't think about him and the devil bombard your mind. That's what he's trying to tell you. Don't waste time thinking about all the bad stuff. Silence yourself. Think on these things.
Yes.
Whatever things are lovely and whatever things are of good report. And if there be any virtue and if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. This is when you say, thank you for letting me come in your presence. Thank you for allowing me to eat today. Thank you for putting someone in my path I can tell about you. Thank you that when I pray for someone today, your power is going to manifest by the Holy Spirit and they're going to get out of that wheelchair. The blinded eyes are going to be open. I thank. Meditate on that. Meditate on, I have unbroken fellowship with you, and everything you say, I want to do. I want to do. I want to please you. I want to do exactly what you say. I want to hear and know your voice daily. Meditate on that. Last one, we're going to park here, Ephesians 3. That's what he's saying. Meditate on that stuff. This is it. We're going to park here. I pray you get something out of this today. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.